Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Floral Banks.
I'm sorry?
You speaking to Floral Banks?
Oh, okay. Hi, how are you doing?
All right.
It's good to hear. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim at all?
No.
Right, and are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay, and were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for a loved one or for yourself?
Myself. Stop that.
And when were you diagnosed?
June the 25th of 2021. Stop that.
Okay. Do you know the specific subtype? Was it a B cell or a T cell?
It was a B cell.
A B cell, the diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
It was also a B cell. Phase one.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
61.
61.
Chance.
And were you spraying the Roundup? Was this at home or were you spraying it for work?
At home.
At home. Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
I know.
Okay. And then can I get that home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
It was, I think it was 549 Green Village Road, Ozark, Alabama.
Okay. And this is not your current home address, correct?
This is my current address where I live at now, but that when I was living somewhere else at a home when I was using the Roundup.
Okay. Okay. And how many years were you using Roundup for?
Maybe 16 years.
16. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Right. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's not a landline.
Okay, and are you
a
citizen?
Yes.
You're a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Perfect. And then I'm going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Organ transplant, HIV, AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Okay. Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
Yes.
Yes to which one?
You said, name it again.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
Arthritis.
Okay. Any family cancer history or a cancer requiring chemo besides the non-Hodgkin's?
Yes.
And which one was that?
Well, our brother was had prostate
prostate cancer.
Yeah, prostate. And my mom also.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then can you spell out your first and last name for me?
FLORABANKS.
Thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. Are you married?
No.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
12/18/60.
Thank you. And then can I get your social?
I really don't. I just don't want to give out my social security number. Because I just think, I don't know if that's the right thing to do.
Right. Well, you don't have to give the full thing. It could be the last four, and it's just for the attorneys to pull medical records.
Hmm. Okay. Well, if they can pull that up for records, they can pull my whole social security number up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm about getting. I'm thinking. I don't see. I don't know. I was. I don't know about that. I'm about to just say forget about this. This claim, I guess.
Well, it is. It's only because it's a recorded line, so the whole call goes straight to the attorneys. I'm only putting down the social for them to see it on the intake and on the call, so they have all that information.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, 2280. I don't know if I'm missing up.
Okay. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
I seen it on the TV and the advertisers and stuff.
The TV. Was that recent? Was it this year or?
Yeah, it was this year.
Okay. And then what is your height and weight?
My height about 5'5", and I weigh about 180 or 175. So.
Okay. And then I have your primary cell phone number as 334-498-3470. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And can I get your email?
scottflow21@yahoo.com.
That was, can you repeat that again?
scottflow21@yahoo.com.
Okay, I have your first name, 21@yahoo.com.
It's Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Flora. @yahoo.com.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. And how many times per month would you say you were using Roundup?
About twice a month.
And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Do you know what year you first started spraying it?
I started spraying it like in January of 2005.
And when was the last time you sprayed Roundup?
Probably like in May. Let's see. Probably like, let's see, way a long time, like, I don't know when the last time it was, but I know it had to be like if it's 05, 06, 07, 08, 09, 10, 11.
Mm-hmm. So you started?
I was started like probably like in January, and then I sprayed like probably maybe 8 to 9 years or something like that. And probably stopped probably like after 8, 9 years, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so around 2000, would you say 12 or 13?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, and were you using any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No, I wasn't.
And what states were you using the Roundup in?
Alabama.
It was only Alabama?
Only Alabama.
And if you had to estimate the amount of times you used Roundup in your lifetime, what would you say? Just a rough estimate.
You said what?
If you had to Yeah, how many times did you spray it throughout your lifetime? It could be over 10, over 20, over 30.
Probably over 30, probably.
Over 30. And do you get your water from a well?
No, I wasn't getting it from a well. It's a city water.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
Concentrate.
Do you remember where you purchased it from?
Like Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No, I don't.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
Yeah, I have smoked.
And how many years have you smoked for?
Well, I stopped smoking in 08. So, before then, okay, like, I started smoking when I was, like, 19, 18 to 19, 20. Mm-hmm. I smoked probably like maybe for like 10 or 15 years. 10 years.
Okay. And are you currently employed?
No, I'm not.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No, not really. I wasn't really working it at the time.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
Okay. And then other than any minor
I didn't apply for disability before.
You have applied for disability before?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I've had for disability. Well, it just kind of been like recently, I guess, but then I went back to work. It was just like within the last couple of years, I guess.
Okay. Okay.
And then I applied for it way back. Sometime I can't even think.
All right.
Some years ago.
Mm-hmm. And other than any minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yeah, I have been convicted of a crime. Like possession of controlled substance and assault or something, like back in 80 or something. 1980 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes.
Perfect. And can I get the name of that hospital where you were diagnosed?
Baptist Medical Center.
Is that the one, the Baptist Medical Center East?
Yes.
Okay, the one on Taylor Road?
Yes.
Right. And then do you remember your physician's name?
Robert Franklin. Get off of there. Yes.
That was Robert Franklin?
Yes. Get down, Chance. Get boxed. Hey. Get up from there.
Okay. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Well, it just it affects a whole lot. I really don't work. I mean, because I'd be so out of breath and I could be so tired, I can't hardly breathe and can't sleep too good at night. Especially with my grandchildren running behind them.
Mm-hmm. Would you say some mental and physical hardships as well?
Yes, it is. It's do with my my love life and my sex life, everything.
No.
Come on, boy.
Well, I'm so sorry you're going through that.
Mm-hmm.
And when was the last time you were treated?
I haven't been treated since back in 2021.
Okay, in 2021. And as far as your treatment, was it chemotherapy or radiation?
Chemo.
It was chemo?
Yeah, chemo.
Okay. And what is your current home address?
It's 158 Dodge Court, Ozark, Alabama, 36360.
Dodge. What was the street name?
Dodge, D-O-D-G.
Okay, 168 Dodge Court.
No, 158.
Oh, 158. Okay. Okay, so just so I have that correct, it's 158 DODG Court.
DODGE Dodge.
Court.
D-O-G-E Court.
Okay, and then what city was that in?
Ozark, Alabama.
Okay, and then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yeah, 334. 6648. I think 6470.
And does this person live with you?
No, she don't live with me.
Okay. And what is your relationship to this person?
Mother.
And then can I just get her first and last name?
Keisha Banks.
That's K-E-I-S-H-A.
Yeah. K-I-S-H-A.
And her last name was Banks, B-A-N-K-S?
Yes.
All right. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
With what?
With DocuSign?
No, tell me, the sign something?
Yes.
I am kind of familiar with it.
Okay, that's okay. I'm going to send it over to you right now. You'll receive it as a text link and an email link, and I can walk you through it if you have any questions. Okay. And then just to make sure I have your address correct, it was 158 Dodge Court, Ozark, Alabama, 36360?
Yes.
Okay. And then I just sent that over, so let me know when you receive it.
Okay. Did you send it to what?
To your, as a text message and to your email as well.
Okay, because my email is not on my phone, so I have to. Yeah, okay, I just got this.
Okay. Oh, you received it from your text?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so it says, do you agree to receive this? So I guess I say yeah, right?
Yes. And then you should see a start button at the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to, okay, it's a, this site can't ask for your permission. It's a try being instant. It said this site can't ask for your permission. Close any bubbles or overlay from the app. Then try again.
Oh.
I'm trying to see. See, allow this time. Allow on every visit. Never allow.
Mm-hmm. It's saying allow.
I've tried all times. I try to push that but it ain't letting me do nothing now.
Oh, okay. Maybe try getting out of it and reopening that link to see if it asks you again.
Okay. What is this? It's saying something about please sign in. What is this? Is this y'all review and act on these documents?
Yes.
So what I'm supposed to be doing then? All I see is mess, like some.
Do you see the start button at the top? Or it says continue or next or any button like that?
All I see is a little picture of somebody like, it's a please sign. But all I see is I can't really see what this is. Cause it said, please review and act on these documents, but I don't. But I don't see. Okay, let me go back again. If I can finally get back.
Yeah, when it says to please review and act on the documents, there should be some either continue or next button to open up those documents.
Let me see. I gotta go to. Let me see if I should have went. That's it just won't let me. Let me see. Want to use your device location. And it won't let me hit neither one of them, so let me see if I can.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I do get in there, it's showing me the same thing, but it's just saying please review and act on these documents.
And is there any other button showing?
Okay. Now when I hit these three little things, I can see something like sign in, sign to someone else, decline to sign. Okay, how would you like to return your signature documents? So that's what it's saying up there now. So do it. I don't know.
Did it take you to the first signature box?
It said, would you like to return to the signature document? But I don't see how you. Okay, let me see. It ain't. Is I got to hit that and continue something? Now it's saying finish. Okay, let me see. Okay, now it's saying start. I don't know if what I'm doing.
Okay,
this got a whole. Okay, it says select your signature here and sign. Okay, what I'm supposed to be saying? Do I suppose to be reading this stuff and then, because it's got a whole lot of.
You can do either or. You can read through it and sign it, or you can sign it and you'll have a copy regardless. It's really up to you. But that's your retainer with the law firm.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out why I'm supposed to be signing it. Okay, I see right here. Okay. So, okay, let me go back. So, it says draw your signature. What is it talking about? You got to take.
Yeah, once
you take
if you
your hand.
press, yes, if you press on the box, it should get bigger so you could draw with your finger.
Yeah, it's bigger. Now I need to try to erase that out because that I don't even look like no. See, I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to do this. I don't. Is there any way I can clear it? Okay, let's see if I can clear that. Okay, let's see. I hope that's good enough. That's all I want to do.
And then it should say adopt and sign after that.
It should say what?
Adopt and sign.
Huh? Is it all these little things like what it say initial and stuff? Is I'm supposed to be doing all that? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, so once you hit adopt and sign, you can just press continue or next, and it'll fill in the areas besides your initials up until it says finish.
I don't know if I'm still doing it. I hope it's okay. I'll just do what I have to do. Chance, come here. Is it finished? As I'm supposed to be still signing.
Do you see the bottom say finish?
Yeah, it says finish, and it say you're done.
Let me check.
You say you are done signing. I don't
know. Oh, yes. Okay, I just received it. You're done signing. Mm-hmm. All right. And then I'm also going to send you another text for my direct line so you have my number in case you have any questions at all, and I'll send you the attorney's information as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then they should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and then tell you the next steps. But if you haven't heard from them at all, let me know and I'll transfer you over to them myself, okay?
I got to talk to some more people?
They're just the attorneys.
Oh, okay. So you ain't no attorney?
No, I'm just the intake specialist. So the attorneys are going to give you a call to verify all that information I just sent over. And then they'll help you through the process. But if you have any other questions, you can always reach back out to me, too.
Okay.
All right. Did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. All well, right. Thank you so much. I just sent that text, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.